You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. We are all back together. I have Miss Queen.
I'm back. Hi, guys.
Sean Allen.
What's up?
And yes, we're playing this because the legendary B.B. King passed away last night.
Rest in peace,
Rest in peace. Playing a little Lucille for y'all. Yo, I was just like, it was raining here in L.A. and I was just going through some of his music, and this song came on. I was sitting out on my patio, and the rain was just hitting down. I was like, hit that blunt.
I need a blunt.
We need some music. We need good music, but we have some today. I'm really excited to share some new music with y'all. What is he showing you?
Oh, my God. He's showing me this person, Robert Sandifer.
Little Yummy.
Little Yummy.
Who is Little Yummy? He was a gangster. He was hard. He was 11 years old.
11 years old.
From Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, we'll revisit that.
And he's a Virgo. And we're going to talk about that a little later because we're going to talk about CBG Baby.
I can't.
Who Sean done put us on to. But we'll get into that in a second. But before we do that, I want to talk to y'all because Vegas has been trending.
Yes, what is that?
Well, I went to Vegas last week to go see Britney Spears.
Okay.
And the bitch done twist her ankle or something, canceled twice on me because I was supposed to see her the night of the fight. Then I went out there again, she canceled again, but then it was the night Mariah was opening up, and then we couldn't get the tickets to that. And so, Vegas has become this new spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you think about Vegas, old school days, Vegas, you know, it was the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Like Frank Sinatra, we have Donny and Marie Osmond, Celine Dion, so it's like an older kind of generation, spend money kind of crowd. When Britney first came to Vegas, it was kind of, there were talks about a bunch of different people doing it, but everyone was kind of like, even Kanye West talks about him doing it, but everyone's kind of like, no, that's for people who are retiring or, you know, their career is falling off.
Not no more.
Well, Britney did it, she's been doing it, and it's kind of almost been a rehabilitation, I look at it, for her career, because she brought this youthful feel to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Britney's time is over, Mariah's taking over for Celine, and then we just got the word that J-Lo is going to be taking over Planet Hollywood.
That'll be dope.
And I'm kind of into it. I'm kind of into this.
I think J-Lo, out of all of them, except Celine, but I think, because we know J-Lo will give a good show, we know her.
I think she'll give the best Vegas show.
But
did you see her performance on Ellen?
Yeah, she's always good. Like, she's always... She, you know, we're not here for her vocal ability,
right.
But she gives
her
a fucking show,
yeah.
Her performance, the package. She gives you what you got on a CD, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be the best out of everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what you're getting yourself into.
Especially if it's anything like what she did for the Selena tribute.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So if she's coming with something like that, good luck to her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be dope.
I think so.
I think that's going to... possibly break records, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like
Just that whole Latino audience.
Yeah, then Jennifer Lopez is kind of still, I don't want to say Britney was irrelevant or Mariah was irrelevant, but J-Lo's still hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think so it's like she's the most current artist going to Vegas at this moment who have new music out versus Britney Spears took her hiatus, Mariah took her little... Well,
she just released a new album, though.
But nobody bought it.
Yet.
I mean, but it's her number one. It's like Mariah Carey.
You go
to see Mariah. I'm not going there to hear. Like, even J-Lo, though. Like, I was saying this to you. I love J-Lo. But I love J-Lo for the music videos. I've never really been... I can't think of one iconic J-Lo performance.
She just did good for the Selena. But I can honestly sit here and say myself, I saw Britney perform in...
I saw Britney before, too.
Yo.
Back in the day,
though. You can't take that away from her. This is when I was working at a record company in Manhattan for Tony Bennett. And they gave me free tickets, so I saw her at Madison Square Garden, and let me tell you something.
Dream Within a Dream tour.
Dream Within a Dream. Bitch, I think that tour. She had all types of stuff. I was like, what is going on? I'm jumping up and down, screaming with the kids. I was so embarrassed that I enjoyed that damn concert.
I made my parents go see that tour.
Well, Britney is an amazing performer.
Before she hurt her knee. Before she hurt her knee, she was bomb.
Yeah, that was Me Against the Music.
That was before she had kids. Shit.
Yeah, but the knee thing with Kevin Federline really screwed everything up. But I'm liking this. I'm liking that we're bringing youth. Hopefully we're going to get a male to go out there.
I think it's going to be John Legend. I think John Legend is a Vegas singer, period.
Yeah, but I'd like someone. I like the young crowd being pulled there. I don't know. There's something. It's like it's the young icons right now are being placed.
Good for them.
So I'm into it. All right. Speaking of J-Lo, though, she did a press conference the other day and was asked if American Idol was, how she feels about American Idol being canceled. Now, there's no word officially saying that it's been canceled, but the rumor is that next season is officially going to be the last season. How do y'all feel about American Idol? This is the first, almost American Bandstand type show since that.
Yeah, I think, honestly,
it's time.
They need a break. Because it isn't as exciting as it used to be.
Like, should they have reinvented themselves or just stop?
I think they need to reinvent themselves. When it first came out, I never missed a show, an episode.
Sure did.
I watched it from the beginning to the end. I enjoyed the auditions, but now it's like people are just watching it for the auditions. After your auditions, everybody loses interest. They don't want to see it anymore. So they have to reinvent it. Absolutely. I think so. And I think they should bring it back because this is what started all of the Voice. You know what I'm saying? All of the things that
right
are going.
Here.
Yeah.
But American Idol. No real careers have came out of any of these shows since
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, Jordan
so
Sparks.
So here's what I would recommend. Mm-hmm. I feel like American Idol, and I'll take my paycheck whenever you want to send it. But so I feel like they should get off the air and then reinvent themselves with
the American Idol,
bring back the people who have already done American Idol and work with them on their careers. Because there are so many talented people that if they actually sat down with these, mentors and worked with them, they could create a whole label, a whole situation with these new upcoming artists. The reason that nobody's had a career is because they just go through all these contestants, shit them out. Oh, we're done with you. We sign you. I think they get signed for 2 years after because they have to do the tour, the American Idol tour. Mm-hmm. And then they never get to release music because they're stuck in that contract. So I think they should work around that, create a show around that about developing an artist. That would be a dope show.
Because there is no more artist development going on right now. I don't know. With The Voice, people are more interested in what's going on in The Voice, though, as opposed to American Idol. I just hope that American Idol can take the time out to really reinvent it, sit back, see where they're going wrong, and then redo it. But
they need to cancel American Idol and put some shows on, like put some real scripted TV on.
Real scripted TV, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With all these shows, because nobody anymore. Fucking American Idol lost all their fucking sponsors. They lost Coke. Coke didn't renew. I think Sony was another one that didn't renew. The money's not there anymore. The interest is not there anymore. So they need to just give that 8 o'clock slot. Wednesday night slot to a show so we can have our Wednesday nights. We can have our fucking.
Well, isn't that usually Fox's Empire?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So before Empire, we could watch another show. You know what I'm saying?
Before Empire, yeah.
But, and if they want to keep the whole live audience contestant thing, they should do like a sketch comedy show, like a Living Color or some shit, or a Saturday Night Live or something like that. There's a need for that.
But I mean, the thing I do like about this is these types of shows, they give people hope and dream, and you're sitting at home watching these contestants who got the same chance that you could get the same chance, and to see them go through the, there is a show there. There is something there that people do need and do like to see. It's like those Home Improvement shows. Like, I never understood why I was so fucking obsessed with watching people redo a fucking house.
HGTV, my favorite channel.
Dude.
Really? Yo. Okay.
All right, moving on to that. Speaking of Vegas, the Billboard Radio Music Awards is this Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in Monday.
Is it called Billboard Music Awards or Radio Awards?
Radio.
Are you sure?
Billboard Radio Music Awards.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Make sure you guys tune in on Monday, 4 p.m. here at Black Hollywood Live. We will do a recap of the Billboard Awards. I'm really excited for this. I think the Grammys was kind of a snore.
Mm-hmm. The Billboard Awards, to me, have always been good.
Some years.
I think because I think it, I don't know, I just think it's not, it, well, it's not biased, it's all about, literally, the it's real about numbers. Then it's in Vegas, so then the performances are, everything's just over the top, and it's, like, good. It's always over the top. And it, then it, Vegas has a lot to do with it. It brings a whole
different
vibe, you know what I'm saying? Then it's about the numbers, so you know what you're, you already know who the winners are going to be of these categories before they even announce them, but it's just always been more exciting, the Billboard Award. And it's not, it's like, casual. It's not conservative like the Grammys. Right.
It's more saying? Like the VMAs and kind of. Just not as like rock star wild.
Right.
So big performances coming up. Kanye is going to be performing. Nicki Minaj and David Guetta are going to perform Hey Mama, which that song is so interesting to me because it's been out for a really long
time.
They're
trying to make it happen. Bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that they had released it and they were going to put it out. Nicki had dropped her album, so they were like, oh, we'll hold off on it, which makes sense because it's more of a summer song anyways. Mm-hmm. And that song's so good that they can keep it out that long. And as soon as she drops a video for it in this performance, watch that in the top. I mean, it's already in the top 10 right now, but we got Britney and Iggy. That'll be another big performance.
I was just about to say, I know that. And isn't it, it's hands down that Iggy's going to win a few. Because I mean, her numbers are different. Like, she's going to definitely win. She's definitely going to win a few.
And then Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas is going to perform.
Oh, I love him.
I've never still been a Nick Jonas jealous fan, but yo, I went to Wango Tango good last weekend.
Okay.
When I tell you this boy, I mean, I just wanted to not like him. I don't know what it was about him. I was just like, oh, fucking Hanson, like whatever, Jonas Brothers. Like, ah, fuck him. And he came on, and I mean, this boy falsettoed for 15 minutes. I was like,
he's awesome. And yo, he looked damn good. He looked good.
Sure did. I mean, he ripped his shirt out.
Nick Jonas, I love you, white boy.
Felt like I couldn't look. I was like, is he 12?
No, he got him some pussy and his whole life changed.
So I went to the Wango Tango performance, right? So here, I'm going to give you guys who performed. So we had, first up, it was Tori Kelly. She was awesome. Okay. Loved her. Then we had Fifth Harmony.
Okay, I know that group. They wanted me to do the Black Girls Here before.
Oh, girl, you gotta get on that. They were everything. Fifth Harmony, I feel like they need to change their stylist and they need to work on their marketing a little better. But they could be the next Spice Girls.
Didn't they come from like The Voice or something?
X Factor. Simon put them all together.
I feel like they have a presence.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all these people mm-hmm. in these past 5 years and all these shows, I feel like Fifth Harmony have a presence.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I hear this on the radio or not, or I just see them on TV, but they have a presence.
Yeah, I mean, their past 3-4 singles have been radio hits. That Worth It song is like a big one right now. It has that kind of Jason Derulo-y kind of sound to it. But they were really dope. Their dancing was dope. I was kind of like, wait,
shout out to Sean Bakehead, like he's the choreographer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dancing was cool. So then we got Jason Derulo.
Oh, God.
I want to, you know what I mean? Like, he tries. And I just want to pat him on his back. But it's like, one, to be doing that kind of dancing, he needs to lean out a little bit. Because he's too, like, big and muscular-y. So when he's, like, dancing, it looks like Frankenstein doing a dance. It's kind of weird. But, and vocally, he was good, but it was just every song he sang, I was like, I'd rather hear Neo sing this.
Right, then Neo
came on and out sang the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. But Neo's getting older because when I seen Neo like 4 or 5 years ago, that motherfucker was like sliding across the dance mm-hmm. floor and all that. No, he was like, closer. Looking like Britney Spears. And I was like,
shit, he got 2 kids. Yeah. And he's still trying to write that album.
Justin Bieber performed.
He looks so good. What is going on? Oh. What is happening? You don't think Justin Bieber
okay,
is fine?
In the magazines, he looked good because I seen that Men's Health one. I was
my word.
But.
What he looked like in
a person. Crackhead.
For real?
Yo, I was worried about him. First of all, he's so skinny.
Oh,
I was just like.
He's leaned out?
I was nervous for him.
So do you
the
think
performance
leaning,
was horrible.
Do you think they're leaning him out so that he can bulk up? That could be a possibility.
Maybe. I mean, stick thin. And the performance was just really whack, and his vocals were really whack. Like, Nick Jonas outshined him for sure. And then Kanye West performed. And
that's it. I saw him perform. I screamed to the top of my lungs the whole concert.
You just, like, last really year, can't respect Kanye West until you've seen him, and you hear every single hit he's ever had, and you're just like, Wow.
Yeah.
My life sucks. Gotta get to work. Sean, you went to a Ski TV event.
Yes.
Yeah. J-Doe would perform?
No. Kidding. Melanie, Fiona, and some other girl that I never heard of before. It was dope, though. Melanie Fiona is...
She's dope.
She's like one of the most prepared vocalists I've ever seen. She just came out of nowhere. It was like, what do I do? Sit right here. And she just sang. It's like she got out the car and walked right onto the stage and just...
belted out some notes.
Yeah, gorgeous in person. Like, she looks better in person than she do in her videos. Mm-hmm. She's like a little Indian girl. Like, I never known she was like Guyanese.
You gotta follow. Go to her YouTube page.
She was amazing. Like, her voice was just, I can't even put it to words.
Effortlessly though.
Yes, I kind of. She don't sound like Jasmine Sullivan, but I put them together because they're real vocally singers.
Vocally amazing, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like when I see her and I hear her music, I think of Jasmine Sullivan. Melanie Fiona knows what she's doing. She knows her purpose. She has confidence, not just in looks. I'm just saying, just she knows her job. I feel like Jasmine Sullivan, just something is lost. You can't even see it in her eyes and her performance.
I agree with that.
Some people trying to find their way.
Yeah.
But, Jasmine, you've been singing for 10 years now.
No, she's been writing. She hasn't been singing for 10 years. She took a break for a very long time. Remember, she was going to quit. She was going to quit being a singer. She wanted to take a break because I guess it was just too much for her at the time. She took a break for a long time. Now she's coming back with everything that she's doing, and she's just trying to get back irrelevant in the industry. I love Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah.
I
think she's fucking amazing.
I still play her old album.
Me seeing Melanie Fiona kind of made me look at Jasmine Sullivan a little bit more.
Like step your game up.
You need to get your shit together for real, because this girl is...
But also, look at Melanie Fiona was in, like, one of the biggest acts, the Pussycat Dolls. Like, there is
no, a... Melanie Fiona?
Oh my God! What am I talking about?
Melanie
Thornton. Damn it! That's why. Because I was sitting here the other day when we were having that conversation. Oh my God!
Melody Thornton and Melanie Fiona.
That's what it was. Yeah. No, because the other day when you said that and we were having that conversation, Melody Thornton. Like, not to take it off subject, but like, this bitch walked into the Sayers Club with a cigarette, smoking a cigarette. belting Etta James song like. Yeah. At last, smoke coming out like, puff the magic damn dragon, bitch. I was like, that's why you was mad at Nicole Scherzinger. And you were like, no, bitch, I can sing too.
Yep.
That's why we said, why didn't you correct me? You probably wasn't even listening. You was listening to the story.
But she was
you
dope, though. She got two Grammys, too.
Who, Melanie?
Melanie Fiona.
She hasn't gotten the break that she deserved.
I kind of feel like I get like a Tamia vibe from her. Like, she's doing what she want to do.
Tamia is my favorite.
Mm. Tamia's new song is hot. Soda
her.
And a sandwich.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite of all time.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about Teedra Moses' new stuff that she's been
playing? I haven't heard it, but I like love Teedra Moses.
I love her too, but
you know what I think about Teedra Moses? I feel like it's really a regional thing because people do not fuck with her out west the way they do back east.
My favorite song, Wonder If You Even Know.
There's something about your back shot.
Teedra Moses is everything.
The
East Coast.
Which is funny. She's trying to her whole steez right now is to promote for it's a California what her new mixtape.
I don't know
came
what the fuck it's called, but I know when I was back east from Atlanta down to fucking New York on the radio, they were playing her song.
Yeah,
out here, and like people don't even know who she is, and these are people who know music don't even know who she
is. That's crazy. Drink some wine, smoke a blunt to Teedra.
Right, Teedra's everything. But that's why, remember at one point.
But she's not promoting now. That's what it is. She's not doing.
Hey, there you go. That's your boo.
Oh my God, Justin Bieber. No. What are you doing?
I have bad days, you know.
I have bad days all the time by choice, but. Like, why did they do the blonde hair?
He got too
hair?
Much money to be doing. I mean, I'm not mad at the blonde hair. It's like Eminem or whatever.
No,
but
he looked mad tight. He looks like. No, buddy. He's not resting. Is he worrying?
Well, he ain't I mean, got no they, music,
wasn't
so.
He like, yeah, like, wasn't there a whole thing about him being on drugs? And
he looked like he's on drugs. When it's starting to show, that means you need to cut it out, bro.
Well, who else is on drugs?
Oh, my God.
So, Janet Jackson, there's a rumor that a new album might be released.
That'll be dope.
She needs to be, that's the Vegas. She needs to be in Vegas.
Mm. Now, that's, for like, no.
Like one performance a week.
No, are you high?
And that'll make sense for her more than anybody, because that's like legacy.
Yeah,
they started off in Vegas, kind
of. This bitch performed. She will outperform every single one of those girls who's at what.
When's the last time we got a Janet performance?
It don't matter. She's with a billionaire, honey. She don't have to do any of that.
I understand that, but that might make somebody feel real comfortable to be like, I ain't got to be in Vegas.
I don't think she lost it. I think Janet is always going to be Janet. Janet is always going to have it.
So we don't know if this is really true or not. This is a rumor because in a store like Target or something, someone had tweeted out because there was something saying that there was a July 7th release for Janet's new album. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order it. And so it hit the net. Everyone went crazy.
They spoke to her producer, one of the producers who's helping her, right?
And what did he say?
He said... Because
her camp hasn't said anything.
He was implying that there's going to be a Janet album. But then Janet went on Twitter or something and was like, if there's going to be an album, you will hear it straight from my mouth. So basically, but you know, she's always been mysterious. She never really gives anything out anyway. So I guess we gotta hold our breath and wait and see what happens. But if she does do that, because the producer was saying how they record all over the world. Because remember, she's with the billionaire guy, and Dubai. He travels all over. So wherever he's at, she goes with her husband. So wherever he's at, she'll call in her producer to perform record with her. But she was like, well, if any music is released or a new album, you would hear it straight from my mouth. She's always been mysterious. So I guess we just got to hold our breath and wait and see what's going to happen.
All of her albums have gone platinum, except for the last one, Discipline, which didn't even hit gold. What do you feel like the sound for Janet should be with a new album?
I think it should be more...
Or should we focus on a greatest hits or a remix album?
I would love the greatest
hits. To then
hits.
Promote, you know, a new tour, or to promote, kind of just to get Janet
that
back
would be
out
dope.
There.
She should do like a design of the decade again.
Ooh.
Remember she did that? That was the greatest hits, and she had like a couple of new songs.
Yep.
Runaway was on there.
I think she needs to do something to bring in, here I go again, but bring in the youth. Because they don't really know who Janet is. They just know Janet Jackson.
But you know what's funny? He's a Snoop. So Snoop's album is very, very age appropriate.
Okay.
Anybody can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me look at it like, I'm like, maybe Janet can reach the youth, but because she can't be popping her pussy.
No. She never popped her
pussy.
No,
but what was that light skin, dark skin, y'all Asian persuasion? When she came out with that, like, that was still like, it was cute. It was nothing trashy, but like, everyone could kind of jam to it. I mean, ain't no one playing that now, but.
She has to come out with something, she has to come out with a dope dance video. She has to come out with something that's upbeat, something that the young people would love, and it has to be, she has to really do her intricate dancing like she usually does. Because she's the one, let's really discuss it.
She needs like a Rhythm Nation.
She's, right, she's the one who really started all these bitches trying to get into routine. Her and Michael. So she needs to come back and show, like, I'm the reason why they're trying to do this, because I'm the originator. Everybody used to always want to implement her moves. So I think if she come back with something that is an amazing dance video, something upbeat music that the young people can blast, because you know they blasting every fucking thing, I think she'll be all right.
Her and her brother really did start
that whole routine stuff
with a hundred bitches in the back of the doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, hard.
People
are
like, I ain't gonna
like a robot.
Sing. We are part of the Rhythm Nation. Scream was my shit.
Remember
I used to
video?
Be in my bedroom. I put my feet up on the wall like I was walking sideways.
Make them want to scream. That was my favorite video too. Them, they both broke into routine together.
My mom would get so mad. I would take the tennis rackets from the garage, because remember the tennis racket would be fun and thing. I'd be recreating the video. Boom. All right, let's talk about some new music. The first one that we're going to talk about before we get into that one that you're looking at. So Sean sent. We do this like group chat text thing, okay?
Oh my god.
And I cannot with them in the group text.
No, Sean drives everybody crazy in the group chat.
No, y'all both. I just went on to it, was like, you're like, Jesse, how come y'all be responding? 37 fucking mixed texts. Like, bitch, I can't even read my emails. And I goddamn. And then as I'm trying to scroll up, motherfuckers keep sending more. And you're cussing him out. Sean's like, relax, Queen.
Relax, Queen. Are you mad at me, Queen?
So, It got to the point I was just like, fuck it, let me just call them and see what happens. So I call Queen. Sean's on the other line. We go in on three ways. So they're telling me about this kid, CBG Baby. CBG is like the gang association that they're a part of. This boy is 9 years old. Sean, tell us a little about him. How'd you find him? And
I heard one of his songs, and I liked the little voice. And I'm like, who's the little boy rapping? So a couple of months, I'm sitting on his song, and I don't know what happened. One day, I just looked him up, and I saw it was a little boy, like 9 years old, smoking weed with guns.
Uzi's. Yo, his Instagram is ridiculous.
Uzi, I mean, if anybody's listening to this, they know who the hell he is. He's the boy who be smoking weed. The blood of Jesus. Where? Somebody needs to get him. Somebody please save this boy. Look at the gun. Somebody please save this boy. I can't. He will be dead by 16 if he even make it to 16.
Yo, like in his Instagram,
maybe,
like
that's what he want. Like
that's not what he want. He's only 9 years old.
He don't know what he
want. He doesn't know what he wants.
People conditioned him to be this
way. They conditioned, and that's what I was telling Sean. Sean was like, "Would you save him?" I was like, "If I could save him, I would. I will take. I will travel with him. I would love him. I will kiss him. I would take. Sure I would take him to Disneyland.
She said that too.
Yeah, I would take him to Disney. I will show him a softer side of life." Because
the thing is, he knows better. I know he knows better. And that's crazy that this 9 year old knows better. Because he posted on his Instagram a meme, and it was a nice suburban house. And it said, y'all motherfuckers grew up in here talking about I'm from the hood. Y'all fake ass. Then use a selective word. For at 9 years old, you to know what that house represents.
He doesn't even live with his mom. He lives with his homies. How do you live with your homies at the age of 9 when you're supposed to be nurtured? Sean gets mad at me when I go in on the text messages. Because he can feel my emotion and he understands. But we're losing our youth. This right here is conditioning this boy to either be dead or in jail.
And now, I don't want him in society. So, yeah, kill him.
What? Jesus!
He's going to be a nuisance to the society.
But why? Because you're sitting here and you're promoting. Like this. You go. You follow him. This kid has 25,000 followers. We promote it because it's funny. Oh, my God. This little kid said the N-word. He said shit. Oh, my God. He's carrying a gun. And people look at this like it's fucking cool. Now, it blows my mind that at this age, the conversations that this kid is having, like, he's a smart kid.
He's having sex.
Oh, my God.
You know he's having sex. Some older girl probably on his song. Little nook.
Okay, so let's play a song. Let's just take a listen to the song. I'm not going to lie. The song does bang. So when I first heard it, I heard this. Right? I'm like, oh. Just wanted to be mad. I was like, oh, so ignorant. Listen to him. Guns, like, oh, my God. And then the beat dropped, and I was like.
Ride around with my daddy. Eyes all bloody. I don't want a mean nigga with my daddy. Trying to leave a nigga bloody.
So
that was the
go.
Grown man. That wasn't even a little boy Porsche. Can you find a little
girl,
boy
like,
Porsche?
First of all, the grown man, like, they aren't grown people involved in this.
Well, who's that with the big ooze, the big...
I think he's like 14, 15. These are children. I know, trust me, because I went on one, I was like, who's that? And I was like, oh, he is 12. Honey, if where they going on?
I feel like
Memphis?
Crying.
I feel like
I just need that boy. Need love. That boy need love. That boy needs attention. The proper attention.
We need to bring him to Vegas to see J Lo.
I feel like if you heard that music before, you knew who it was singing, you'd be like, "Oh, this is."
No,
dope.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
fuck
Sean, that's cool. That's fine. Because I did. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit up here in front. I jammed out to
the
song.
You're gonna jam out, but when you find out the core of where that shit is coming from, it's disturbing.
It takes away from that song. It takes away from what that song is, and it's just sitting here. It goes to show. We look at what's happening in the news right now.
All right, let's skip that.
And if he went,
why? Because you're gonna take away.
And if he was to get shot by a cop, like you said, the first thing that people would do.
He was a little boy.
He was a little boy, and the cops killed him. Black but boy. When they go on this little nigga Instagram and see that he's toting Uzis and smoking. I would never forget when I saw this boy pass my Facebook. He smoked. Then he caught. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, yo, that is a kid smoking weed.
Yo, but and it happens. It happens. You know what I mean?
I walked in
on a 7-year-old eating a 13-year-old oat. Child, I almost died.
I don't know if I
working
want
at
kids.
The Boys and Girls Club. I almost passed out.
I don't think I'm gonna have kids.
No, I know, you know, but it's just it's crazy this world. So
I
please
feel
do
so
not
bad.
Follow do not support this. Like just let's all show this kid some love. Send him like a Valentine's card.
Just hug
or something.
Him and kiss him. I just wanna hug him and I just wanna kiss him. I just wanna feed him home cooked meals and just put him in a uniform, put him in private school.
You basically want a Stevie J.
No.
You want a Stevie J.
I want to save him.
You want a Stevie J.
I love
Speaking
you,
of Stevie J,
boy,
you know, Stevie
you
J did that
it.
To Jocelyn
to
Hernandez.
Oh, God.
He found this little prostitute stripper, and he took her in, and he catered to her, and he's giving her a record
but
deal.
Who didn't do that
and
today?
I got to say this.
I like that song.
I got to say, out of everything that she's put out, this is the Tom. They are like Tom and Jerry in this
Yo,
fucking video.
This video had me.
Talk about stingy with my kitty cat.
Stingy with my kitty cat.
I love it though.
Why you doing like that? And Steve can sing his ass off.
Well, he didn't do it in this
one.
I like that. Now I'm just what you do. I think I'm gonna be there. Stay fooling me though. And keep my mind on my bread. I don't give a fuck. And in my just want me throw your hands up. And throw your wallets in the sky. Women side to side. Keep your hands up like what? I like when she pops her butt, though.
Yeah.
Because I said, you're my goody cat. What? I
said,
you're
my goody cat.
Why you doing like that? Good
God,
still like that.
Good God.
What? I said, you're my goody cat. I said, you're my goody cat. This for all my ski sons. Beef cake, please, us. Blown on a like the inhale we fuck.
And this goes out to my overseers who stay bent. And put Snoop on the remix.
Now,
I mad at y'all. Gone f***ing up a basketball. And if it don't...
That gives me a lot of hope for this MMML.
That was
Diddy.
Really, really dope.
Yeah, that production was dope.
I like that song. That goes, they're doing it, they're playing off that whole 50s retro vibe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's
That's
in right
thing,
now.
Yeah.
And they're doing the whole Bonnie and Clyde. They're playing to their characters because mm-hmm. it's just like if you throw Jocelyn out there as an artist, people don't know how to take it. But we know love and hip hop, so you ease it into it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they, I mean, it was like literally Tom and Jerry. Like mm-hmm. I felt like I was watching a cartoon, but it worked. I liked it. Yeah. You like it?
That's probably one of the best songs that came out of Love and Hip Hop.
Queen, how you feeling about it?
I think it's all right.
Ooh. I mean, we are on a show for you to come have a conversation.
I
about
think it's
it.
Cool. I think that they have
the, Why don't you
for
like
them
it?
To. I didn't say I didn't like it. I liked the collaboration. I think Stevie and them could have paid more money for her production of her video. Mm. That was very cheap of them. There's no type of cinematic. Nothing is very low-end music, like low-end. You could tell that they used
like
very
I wonder
cheap.
If
they didn't use a Red. That's not a Red. That's mm-hmm. not filming with a Red.
It looked like it was shot off an iPhone.
It's a shot, right, it looked like it was shot off an iPhone or a fucking 5 or something like that. So I just think that, but I think that the song will do well, of course, because people love them mm-hmm. together. And of course, eventually, your shit is going to grow on you, so everybody's going to be patting their shit stingy with my kitty cat, because I'm stingy with my kitty cat.
It's called Cootie Cat.
With my cootie cat.
Right, but she's right
stingy
here.
With my cootie cat.
But it's K-U-T-T-Y.
Yeah, well, I'm stingy
cootie.
With my cootie cat.
It's either way, it means
you know
pussy.
You want my cootie cat. Put your hand on my thigh, boy.
All right, so Queen, this next one, I heard this and I fell instantly in love, and I was like, "Oh, Queen, gonna, it gonna smell like Red Lobster up in here, y'all." So his name is Leon Bridges. The
what
song
does
is
that mean?
Meaning like your pussy about to be open right now.
Well, my pussy don't smell like nothing. Look, I got it all out right now, wide open, all out. Do you smell anything? Look at Sean looking for it. Sean,
can we
Sean?
Get to the video, please?
Sorry.
Leon Bridges.
When y'all make comments like that,
better,
y'all
man.
Gonna make people think that.
Y'all, Queen got that A steak sauce pussy.
Thank
okay,
you.
Here's
Thank
Leon
you.
Bridges,
clean.
Better man.
My shit smells sweet.
Sean, Queen, pay attention.
Let me rub it on your for the beard so you can smell it throughout the day. I like this beard.
I don't want my. just wanna be a better man to my baby.
I love you got that little white girl there too. So.
Love, I was singing with them jasmine bells under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another star, girl.
Leon Bridges, Better Man. What y'all thinking?
That was cool, that whole 50 scene.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Not put up Eddie Murphy.
He looks like Eddie Murphy. That's I'm not just
Eddie saying. That's not Eddie Murphy. I think it's very retro. I think that lady with the short hair looked like Guapelle. But it's very retro, it's very old school, and it's back into that like doo-wop type of feel or whatever. I think he's going to do well. I think he'll do well.
I don't think he'll do well.
I mean, not for the youth, but I think he'll do well with people who can who's into that type of feel. Because if you're not looking at it, and if you're an older person and you play that, you'll understand. You'll like it.
He reminds me of Calvin Richardson. Remember him?
No, I don't
like,
remember.
Like, girl, him. I lie. No.
When I first saw this, the first thing that popped in my mind was, I don't want to say it wasn't
heartbeats.
BT. Yeah, the heartbeats. The heartbeats, the five heartbeats. Yeah.
Sean, what you thinking?
It was cool. I wouldn't look for it. Because it was cool.
Yeah, he wouldn't look for that. But he'll damn sure look for a 9-year-old toting a gun, talking about shoot, shoot, bang, bang. Son of a bitch. Isn't that some shit? Mind you, he grew up in the suburbs, everybody.
I'm from the project.
He ain't from no motherfucking projects. This nigga grew up in a six-bedroom motherfucking big-ass house in the fucking suburbs. Okay? And he up here talking about I grew up in the fucking hood. My life could have been different. I grew up hood. I grew up seeing motherfuckers get shot and watching motherfuckers have issues. I grew up that way. My life could have been different. I was telling Sean the other day, not to go off subject, but I was just like, yo, if at the end of the day, the way that I grew up, I should have had 6 kids on welfare, 6 different baby daddies, huge, big as a house, nappy head on my fucking head, living in the projects with nothing.
But you not, girl. What you doing?
What I'm doing right now, I'm doing me. A bitch is... I'm a successful black woman, and I am living my life.
Okay.
Boom. You never let your circumstances dictate your future.
Right, but just because you've been conditioned don't mean you can't wash it out.
Shit a while, yes, actually.
Boom, all right.
Suburban man who likes children shooting people.
You should use that as a tagline for your hair.
What?
Just because you've been conditioned don't mean you can't wash it out.
Wash that shit out.
Sorry. All right, last but not least, love this guy, Elijah Blake.
Oh, yeah, I like this
featuring
song.
Def Loaf. I just wanna.
It's Dej Loaf.
Is that what it is?
D-E-J Loaf. Dej Loaf. Let's just be honest.
How do you feel about her?
I have no feeling. I think she has a unique
Like,
twang.
I would never check for the album.
I would never check for her album at all. But
I like
features, she's fine. Because she has that creep, that voice. Like that.
It's like what Rich Homie Quan does, but it actually is like, I can accept it on a girl.
Yeah, I like Rich Homie Quan, but don't believe it or not. Okay.
That's my shit by her. Wait, who are part at? That's my shit.
Play that?
Yeah.
Her voice is dope.
Her voice is... No, she has that unique voice for...
She kind of gives me actually Honey Cocaine right there.
Honey Cocaine wish you had to spots. All right, go to the song.
Let's just be honest.
You want to hate on her?
I like that little
cocaine?
Voice.
Let's just be all
right,
real.
I just want to Elijah Blake.
I'm on set. Let that liquor hold your senses. Why you gotta talk so much? I like this shit. They in chic shoes, I think. But I'm
in chic.
Chic shoes? That's
what I'm saying. Well, they're like sketches. Try to be polite. You ain't acting right. Sit your pretty ass on this bed. Make a V shape with your leg. That's it. That's it. I just wanna get fucked up. I never knew he was a dancer like that. I like it though.
There's one little move they do that I love. I just wanna get fucked up. Will. Will. Oh yeah. I do. I just wanna get fucked up.
Yo, okay, Elijah Blake. I just want to what?
I fucks with him.
No, me too.
Let me tell you why I like this video. I like this video, number one, because he have a black, dark-skinned black girl as this main like entrance. Everybody's fully dressed. And they're going back.
They spent
back.
Money.
They spent money. The cinematography is amazing. And they're just doing, you could just tell, like, it's just a fun video. Nobody's naked. Nobody's twerking. It's just all dance. It's just all performance.
Reminds me of Omarion Touch. Or what was the Chris Brown?
Don't play the king of pop.
When they do,
Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel.
The way you make me
feel. He was chasing a girl. You remember he was chasing
after
a girl?
Yeah, he was chasing, but she wasn't black. I like the fact that he has a...
She wasn't black.
In this day and age, for you to no, have...
I think brown skin girls are coming back.
That we need to. They need to bring us back, because we got the... Anyway, I think they were regular-looking girls. They weren't all
they were,
fluffed
yeah,
up
I
and
saw,
shit.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
They were real obtainable, beautiful
real
women.
Real obtainable, beautiful women. Normal-looking girls. Nothing too dramatic. And I like the fact that he was chasing the dark-skinned black girl, and then he had a mixed girl, so he did a little variety, mm-hmm. but the main girl was a dark-skinned black girl.
With short hair.
With short hair, and it's, which is unusual in 2015. So
no, but fucking Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill, dark skin girl's coming back.
He's such an ass.
Yo, I seen someone posted this thing about that, and it said, I can't wait for this $20 right. bill to come out, because with this face staring at me, I'm always going to think, you really need to be spending money on that.
She looking up at you like, do you need to buy that?
Do you remember what I did?
But they did Harriet Tubman. Like,
it looks really pretty.
I thought they were going to fucking...
Have a looking rough, right?
No. Yeah, I'm like, that's not that was just a poll.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see if that's really
gonna go. They are
never
gonna put a black person face on no money.
Especially a
white
Harriet
man is
Tubman.
Not gonna be comfortable. You know,
Obama will be on a bill before
Harriet. A racist person will make sure he'll do everything in his power not to have no $20 bills.
And not no Harriet Tubman.
Y'all said the same thing in 2003 about. A black man being president.
Who said that?
True. I ain't never said it. Yes, Harriet. Amen. I think they did a good job.
But they
for her.
Need to put like some earrings or something on her, because they don't look like.
That's
her.
Not normal. They didn't even have holes like in their ears sometimes. Back there. That's a woman who. That's a strong woman right there.
She put her life on the line for hundreds and hundreds of people.
God
started
bless
a movement.
Her.
Yeah.
You hear that, youth? You hear that? This woman right here
put her life on the line.
She follow her on Instagram.
And the Underground Railroad ain't a real railroad track, nigga. It's literally they were crawling under a little crawl space. It's not no railroad
but
track.
You know what?
Sleeping underneath.
Shout houses. Out though too, because white people helped her out a lot.
Yeah.
You should see it on Christmas. You guys probably don't know about this. But white people used to put candles in their window. Yeah.
To know if you could go inside or if it was a safe house.
Did you know that?
Oh, for real? No.
So, like, especially on Christmas.
You did,
I knew
Alex?
That.
Yeah. On Christmas, you go to, like, the black neighborhoods, you'll see, like, little candles in the window.
Yeah, we put a candle in our window.
For real?
On Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start that tradition.
Yeah, that was a safe house, yeah. And that whole term, safe house, came from that. That whole
really?
Thing. Yeah.
You see that, guys? Not only do we talk about pussy and 9-year-olds shooting up motherfuckers, we also
talk
like
about
to
black history.
You know what I mean?
It's
that's
just
what we're here for.
In general.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at Black Hollywood Line at BHL Online, also at The Beat TV on Instagram. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Queen Live and Instagram at Queen Wink, and make sure you check out winklux.com.
I'm Sean Allen Live on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat.
Also, make sure you guys hit us up on Monday, 4 p.m. for the Billboard Award I'm after smart. Show.
I know about my slave stuff.
Till Monday. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.